This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro anganaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi, uri musi wemugovera, chikunguru 23, 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7, munotibata pa 909 AM, 4930, kana pa 11605, ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti, ezvinoizvi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Kwete, vashandi havasi kubhadharwa. Nyaya dzokusabhadharwa kwevashandi zvinenge zvakutowanda muno muZimbabwe.
Vashandi vakawanda vononga svosve nemuromo nekushaya mari dzemihoro. Vechidiki veZANU PF voronga kuratidzira muHarare mwedzi unouya. Hii ndiyo mimwe msoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munyori mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo vanoti zvinhu zvanyanya kuipa munyika sezvo makambani akawanda ave kutadza kubhadhara vashandi mari dzavo dzemihoro pamwedzi wega wega. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaMoyo.
Kwete, vashandi havasi kubhadharwa. Nyaya dzokusabhadharwa kwevashandi zvinenge zvakutowanda muno muZimbabwe. Nguva yapfuura taimbodzinzwa kana kusangana nadzo zvichibva kumaparastatals zehurumende. Iyo zvino tiri kusangana nemaripoti emacompanies madiki achiri kukura makuru. Macompanies anotozivikana semacompanies anga achifamba zvakanaka. Vashandi vakutowana mari zvikamu nezvikamu. Vakawanda munozivisa kuti kana hurumende yacho chaiyo haichabhadharise zvaizivikana nevanhu, hurumende ndiye yaizivikana kuti inotobhadhara kana mazuva acho asvika, havachakwanisi. Tingateerera zvimwe zvatiri kusangana nazvo zvinobva kumaorganizations zvakafanana necivic society organization vanorarama nekupiwa mari kana zvinobva kunze kwenyika. Tira kutonzwa maripoti kuti ivo futi vakutoafektwa nekusabhadharwa kwevashandi. Vamwe vakutogumurwa kumabasa ikoko kumacivic society organizations. Saka inyaya inobata vanhu vakati wandei muno muZimbabwe.
Saka izvi zvaakukonzera matambudziko akaita sei kuvashandi vanenge vagumurwa basa?
Kuti vakwanise kuzviriritira vega kutojoina iyo informal economy yakatozara vanhu vakawanda. Saka vari kukandwa kunzara chaiwo.
Munyori mukuru wesangano reZCTU vaJafet Moyo vari parunare muHarare. Mutedzeri wemunyori musangano reZANU PF Youth League vakudzai Chipanga vanoti vari kuronga kuratidzira zvakare muHarare mukutanga kwemwedzi unouya, vachida kuratidza vanhu kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vane rutsigiro rwakasimba. Vechidiki ava vakaratidzira zvakare muHarare nemusi wechitatu. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaChipanga.
Urongwa hwekuita misangano yeZANU PF hausi kumira. ZANU PF ibato rine vanhu vakawanda. Tikatora nguva yakareba tisina kuita musangano, vanenge vakutonetsa vanhu vacho kuti ngatiite musangano. Saka nepamusana pekuti membership yedu yakakura, we are forced to do regular meetings. Saka ticharamba tichiita misangano kusvika madhongamira nyanga.
Saka mumwe wakadai unoteera rini apa manje? Maati maane nguva?
Mumwe wakadai so uri kuteera kutanga kwaAugust.
inenge ingori Harare province here kana kuti nyika yese?
Ah, vanenge vakasununguka vanouyawo but uchaitwa Harare province.
Mutedzeri wemunyori musangano rezanu PF Youth League vakudzai Chipanga vari parunare muHarare. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, tabatawo mutauriri wesangano revechidiki riri kutungamira kuratidzira munyika rinozikanwa nekuti Tajamuka vapromise mukwananzi avanoti havazive kuti kuratidzira kwezanu PF uku ndekwei.
Izvi zvinoshamisa kuti vanhu vezanu vaakudemonstrate against themselves. Zvinhu zvinotishamisa zvikuru kuti zvinombofamba sei. Taitoti vana Chipanga vane vamwe vake zvimweni vachaona chaedza chaonekwawo nemahovhesi nevamwe vouya kugungano revanhu kuno kudhendero vanhu kwatiri isisu tikurudzira tiri pamwe chete vamugabe ngavachibva nguva yavo yakwana.
Tiri kuonawo kuti pakamboita kakutyisidzira vamwe vechidiki vezanu PF pavakaratidzira svondo rino apa vachitivo vanoda kuti vange vachikuitai kanyama kanyama mapurisa omboenda parutivi. Hamusi kutya here nemashoko iwaya?
Kutyei chatinongori worried about nyaya yekutoti kana vaakutaura zvekuti mutemo wemboiswa pasaidi hatizivi zvazvinenge zvakakureva. Isisu zvinhu zvatiri kuita zviri pamutemo. Mapurisa tinonetsana nawo hongu panyaya yemabatiro anoita vanhu. Hatitinotevedzera mitemo. Even pavakatidaidza pandakadaidzwa nemapurisa mawarire pavakadaidzwa nemapurisa takaindako nechikonzero chekuti tinocherechedza mutemo wenyika nebasa guru rinenge chito nemapurisa. Chero hazvo pane pano nepapapo patinenge tichinyunyuta dai mapurisa aikwanisa nekuedza kubata vanhu zvakanaka.
Mutauriri wesangano revechidiki riri kutungamira kuratidzira munyika reTajamuka vapromise mukwananzi vari parunare muHarare. Muchirongwa chatinotaura nevari kumaruva nhasi tiri kubhikita uko tiri kutaura nevati vanoda kunzi Ambuya Marwei. Tatanga nekuvabvunza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yavo.
Zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka kuno kubhikita. Kuno kubhikita kune nzara. Hakuna kana chiri kubatika uku. Kana zvese nenzara yemari chaiyo. Zvese handiti munongoziva kuti kana mari yanetsa nenzara inenge ichitokunyanya kutofunga chifero. Hakutorina. Tingati vanhu avo vari kuenda kufood for work vamwe, asi rumwe ruzhinji harutorina, harusi kutoinda. Saka iri kubata chero ivavo vari kuenda kufood for work, pamwe unenge une vana vakawanda, iwo uchiwana 50 kg/1 pamwedzi pachona ipapo. Saka haizokwanisi kuti kupedzere mwedzi uchirya 50 kg iyoyo. Asi beko hakune zvimwewo zvainongwanongwavo munguva yekuti deta takakohwa zvakanaka zvaive nani.
Vasiri kuenda kufood for work vari kurarama nei manje?
Vanongototiwo kanawo vanenge vapuhwa vayavo pafood for work vogonawo kupuhwawo kukumbiravo mumaraini menyimomo unongokumbirawo pamwe unonyimwa vachitirawo kuti vo vararamewo zvakanaka kudzimba dzavo vakabudirira. Saka iwe kana usinawo kana mwana unokupa kana kuti chii hapana chaunotombowana. Unenge uchingotova munhu unofa nenzara chero kuderera chaiko. Unotoona kuti mazuva ano vanhu utano hwavo hauna kumira zvakanaka.
Vana vari kukwanisawo kuenda kuchikoro here nemamiriro aita zvinhu?
Vana vari kuenda tingati kubva kumagredhi 0 kuzvichienda kusvika kumagredhi 2 vari kuwanirwawo chibage nesocial welfare iyoyo. Vabereki vovozongobhadharawo madhoradhora okuti vavatengere murivo vachitozongobikirwa kuchikoro ikoko. Ndiwo kwavanondodyiravo chikafu ikoko zvokutiwo chero mwanawo akabva asina chaarya kumba unosvika veikoko ndowanawo chokubata.
Zvii zvamunowanzorima munharaunda yenyu?
Isu tinowanza kurima chibage, nzungu nenyimo nerukweza.
Avo vanga vari mugari wekubhikita Ambuya Marwei vari parunare kubhikita kwakare.
We love you. Saverio. Yeah. It's precious. Now we shift here. My Isabel. Yeah.
Na father my sister. Na father munhu wese masvita. Doro tadira bazita father vari bazita father kana ma ancestors. Yeah. Waya waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shintoman aka Romeo Anthony the Dancer father. Makaterera studio 7.
Waya waya. Muza waya waya.
Yashika nguwa yekuti timbo enda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhu kadzi chatinopakurirwa na Marvelous Mhlanganya uye we Studio 7.
Ino kuchingamidza ine mufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro na Comrade Farai. Comrade Farai vachange vachitsanangura kuti ivo semurwi werusununguko wechidzimai zvii zvavari kutarisana nazvo uye vari kuona sei zviri kuitika munyika. Tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu Comrade Farai.
Kana neniwo ndinokuchingamidza iwo zvakanaka.
Comrade Farai, muri mumwe wemadzimai akange ari kuhondo yerusununguko, asi takaona mamwe makomrades vachibuda pachena kuti havasi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika. Munoti chii imi semadzimai vakarwawo pahondo yerusununguko?
Inini ndinozvisapota nekuti ndiri mumwe mudzimai ari kurwadziwa nezviri kuitika muno munyika. Unongofunga kuti izvo chii? Hondo iyi kuda takaiendera kuti vamwana vagare zvakanaka, isusu tichisafa. We've suffered kutaura chokwadi for too long, kubvira 1980 kusvika iko zvino. Ndingangoti kubvira tiri kuhondo kwacho kusvika izvozvi. Asi patati tiri kuhondo tainzi tichanogara zvakanaka, tichanodyika tese tichigota. Asi hazvisiri izvo. Ende wese isusu kumadzimai zvinonyanya kurwadza ndezvekuti maproblems achona unosangana nawo zuva nezuva. Ndionenge wakatarisana nechiini mhuri. Varume kazhinji kachona zvimbonyanya kuvarwadza. Asi isusu madzimai ndinoda kuziva kuti izvo chii, vana vachadyei, vana vachapfekei, zvese izvozvi. Saka maproblems achona akatonyanyisisa kumadzimai. Saka ini tinotozvikurudzira kuti iko zvinezvi yanguva yedu yekuti izvozvi vanhu tichisumuka. And maproblems eZimbabwe atonyanyisa. And whatever zvavari kuita, they are doing it under our watch. Zviyazvo zvekuti izvo hatisisina basa nevanhu. Nekuti dai vanga vachifunga kutaura chokwadi maproblems ane nyika inoyika, they are not addressing my issues e economy at all. Kuba vari kuba under our watch, havana basa nazvo. Saka ini ndiri kuti izvo chii, isusu ngatirambe takatoshinga, hapasisina kudzokera kumashure.
Munoona hurumende naivo vaRobert Mugabe semutungamiri wenyika vachizotambira zviri kutaurwa nemi imi sevarwi vehondo yerusununguko, uyezve nezvakabuda pane musangano. Vamwe vakabva vatotaura vasina kuviga mpinyi kuti aiwa vamugabe vatadza basa ngavachibva pachigaro.
Inini ndiri kuona kuti vamugabe vari stubborn, very very stubborn. And isusu ndo problem yatanga tinayo maexcombatants ndeyekuti tanga tichitya zvazvekuti ano hatingadaro, because tisu takaunza rusununguko hatingadaro ndi tanga tinawo. Asi unoona kuti aiwa hazvisiri izvo. Ivo munhu akagara asingade macomrades kubvira nekubvira, but vanhu vangu vachimbozvidhauta, but some of us tatozviona kudhara kutoti munhu macomrades haadi, anotosemeswa nawo. Iyo he believes in manationalists awo ndiwo vanhu vake vaanoda. Mafighters haanei nechekuita nawo. I think kuda tanga tiri a threat kwaari here, but ndofunga with age iko zvinoizvi haasisina basa nesu. As a result ari kuingenja chi mayouth, but hazvishande nekuti once a fighter always a fighter. Hondo chinhu chinorwadza chisina kunaka. And honestly kuenda kwatakaita isusu kuhondo takaenda tiri vana vadiki, and taiexpecta kuti izvo chii patinodzoka chokwadi tichagara zvakanaka. Because kuenda kuhondo uri age yemwa 15 years, honestly that's the time yawakanga wachida love ya maina baba, but wakaishaya nenyaya yekuti izvozvi uri kunosunungura nyika yako. Asi iko zvinoizvi chinhu chinonzi comrade haatobi kana kuchinzwa kana chii kana chii. Isusuwo we are partly to blame, because chisu takaita kuti tirambe tichingoti tichityisidzirawo futi chii vanhu tichiti izvo chii povu musadaro musadaro. And to the extent yeyo yekuti izvo chii tichithreatena vanhu kuti tinogona kuzokudii kuzokuvhiringidzai. Asi iye akationa zviya zvazvekunge takapusa kuti he would use us towards my elections, then kana zvapera ndizvo zvatopera, mangoshandiswa macomrades. And munhu aya akanga atoona kutoti macomrades haana kana nebasa rese. Saka inini ndiri kuona kuti zvethis time zvinotova nepanchi. Last time patakasangana musi wa7 April kutaura chokwadi makomrades takaenda tine hasha tichifungidza kuti iko zvinoizvi maproblems enyika they are going to be solved, but you find kuti izvowo pamakomrades weipapo apa tine dambudzikowo rekuti izvo chii vamwe vanenge vachiti izvo chii vanenge vasingatomboziva zviri kuitika vachitongoti amugabe chete chete. Ndozvakazoitika kuti vachipinda matanga tiri musports center vakatanga toti vanhu kuti gushungo gushungo gushungo. Aikazvi wakubvunza kuti ko chii chari kuitika panapa.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai comrade Farai kunge manga muinesu pano pa chirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu.
Tinotenda ichaizvo.
Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye ndiri muWashington.
Tinotenda Marvelous. Iko zvino tochienda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu hwedu, Our Lives.
Zvino gamuchirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu, umwe tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anokuunzirai chirongwa ichi ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka rekuwana hurukuro nemuimbi ane mukurumbira Hosea Chipanga, anove zvakare mutungamiri wechechi yemapipi. Patiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika zvakanangana nekuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro paStudio 7 vaChipanga.
Ndinotenda hama yangu makadii zvenyu ikoko kuStudio 7.
Aiwa, kuStudio 7 kutsvene vaChipanga. Nhasi tati timbobata vaChipanga, tinzwe kuti vari kuonawo sei zviri kuitika munyika tichitarisa kuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevanhu kusanganisirawo vechidiki veZANU-PF vakapindawo zvakare mumugwagwa iro svondo rino.
Ya, sekuona kwandiri kuita ndofunga zvinoratidza kuti kana muri mumusha ukaona pwere dzongo chema chema chingoita mhere munozitonyatsoziva kuti haa, kana chiri chikafu kukicheni uko kunenge kusina kunyatsomira mushe, because tupwere kana twakaguta tunotorara, mungatoshamisika kuti pane pwere rapa. Zvino izvi zvinoratidza kuti maguta panenge pasisina mba mapinda nzara.
VaChipanga vanozivikana vachipanga mazano. Ndeapi mazano amungapanga pane inonguva zvinhu zvakamira zvakadai?
Chokwadi ndechekuti inini zvangu ndinoshayiswawo zvangu mukana wekuti dai vakuru vaindipawo nzeve dai vataurira kuti vakuru ngatifambe negwara iri, nekuti ndofunga zvaakuitika izvi pamwe zvichaita kuti vatsvage kuti vangatsvagawo ana godobori here vangabatsira. Nepamusana pekuti nyika yedu haisi kutambura nekushayiwa zvinhu kana kuti ngati zvakaita semari kana kudai, chinhu chekutanga chiri kushayikwa munyika medu injere.
Tinonzwa mune nziyo dzamuri kuti hadzisi kuuridzwa munhepfenyuro dzemunyika. Nziyo idzi dzakanangana nei chamungafunga kuti chingaita kuti dzisaridzwe?
Chekutanga ndichitaura hangu netitle track yacho yakanzi Gamba. Chimbo ichi ndakachinyora 2012 ndichidedicata kuna vamujuru Rex Nhongo. Saka ndaitofunga kuti ndiri kutogonesesa kudarika zvimwe zvandakatoita kwakutoshamisika kuti hazvisi kutombotambirwa musodzo, zvekuti ndichatoda kushaya kuti zvatadza kutambirika sei, kana kuti Gamba racho kuti kudandakakanganisa zita here rekuti Rex Nhongo kana kuti Solomon Mujuru, kuda kuti ndishaye kuti kuda ndindataura zita remunhu asiriye, nekuti kana ari iye andinoziva akauya neZimbabwe ndandichitofunga kuti ndatoita zvihombesawo pamusoro pevana veZimbabwe kurangarira Gamba redu.
Aiwa, vaChipanga, tinotenda zvikuru kuwana mukana wekutaura nemi pachirongwa chedu. Onekai zvenyu vateereri.
Tisarai zvenyu vateereri weStudio 7, matimana ese enyika.
Manga makateerera kune muimbi Hosea Chipanga muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu, icho munopakurirwa neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri kuno kuStudio 7. Ndokuonekai ndichikusiyai maoko aBlessing Zulu.
Tinotenda Jonga. Tombotarisa nhau dzemitambo. Makundano eZimbabwe National Army Charity Shield ari kusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo mangwana, apo chikwata cheHighlanders chichatamba neHarare City kuBaba Fields Stadium. Vashandi vakawanda munyika vononga svosve nemuromo sezvo makambani akawanda ari kutadza kuvabhadhara. Vechidiki veZANU-PF voronga kuratidzira muHarare mwedzi unouya. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu. Ndokusiyai mina Gibbs Dube munhau dzechirungu.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, July 23rd, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kip Stube. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe is planning to stop issuing radio licenses as the economic problems in the country continue. Young Zimbabweans cry foul over cyberbullying. And as usual, we'll focus on issues affecting women. Stay tuned. Information Minister Chris Mushowe says the government is seriously considering stopping the issuing of radio licenses until Zimbabwe's economic situation improves. Mushowe told the Parliament's Information Committee on Thursday that the operating environment is bad and radio stations are not making any profit. Reporter Ivan Chifera has the story.
Mushowe's comments came as only two of the eight commercial radio stations licensed in 2013 have managed to go on air. The other six are risking losing their licenses if they fail to start broadcasting in 2 months as required by law. The Broadcasting Services Act stipulates that any radio station licensed should start broadcasting within 8 months, failure of which the license would be withdrawn. Mushowe said indications are that some of the radio stations granted licenses by government have not yet complied with these regulations.
Ideally, we would like to see as many players as possible competing in the broadcasting sector because of the inherent benefits to the consumer. The market situation tells us a different story. Mr. Chairman, experience to date shows that only one radio station among the newly licensed stations is making a profit. The rest are in the red.
But Media Institute of Southern Africa Zimbabwe Chapter Broadcasting Programs Officer Koliwe Majamanyoni said it would be unfair for the minister to take those measures as there are many individuals and companies who are ready to start broadcasting any time.
At the end of the day, it's not only about the sustainability of the radio stations, but in terms of the geographical allocation and, you know, just the diversity and plurality in the number of areas that would actually be broadcasting. That is not to say that sustainability is not an issue.
She said the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe should have licensed companies with resources. Media Center Director Ernest Mudzengi concurred, saying it's now coming out clear that the licensing process was fraudulent and biased.
The whole licensing process was not done in a proper manner. It was a haphazard partisan process.
Even lawmakers questioned how a loss-making company like Kingston's, which is struggling to run a book-selling business, could be expected to operate two radio stations. At the same time, Mushowe said licenses for community radio stations would only be issued once the digitization process has been completed. Zimbabwe has missed the March 2016 deadline, and earlier Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa said the digitization program was not budgeted for and government had no money to finance it. He said government expected to raise $200 million required for the program from the sale of the digital dividend spectrum to NetOne, but the deal failed after the state company failed to raise the money. Chinamasa said he was now exploring other ways of financing the project, but could not say when the funds would be available. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Now it's time for the show Girls, Youth and Development. We have a partner, Nyaratso Mashamombe of Take a Life International, an organization that focuses on the needs of girls and youth, and unique Zimuto of Youth Engage.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chioneso Johnny on Talking Girls, Youth and Development. Introducing your host, Nyaradzo Mashayamombe.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Zimbabwe. This is Nyaradzo Mashayamombe here on your favorite platform, Talking Girls, Youth and Development with Nyaradzo Mashayamombe. Today, my guest is Unique, a young woman who's working in Zimbabwe. Unique, in a few seconds, please introduce yourself to the people of Zimbabwe.
Hello, people of Zimbabwe. My name is Unique Zimuto, and I am an advocacy officer at Youth Engage. We deal with advocating for young people living with HIV and AIDS, and we concentrate on empowering youth.
So today, our topic, if you followed a few weeks ago, we started an initiative, a talk around the technology and young people, especially young women. And we looked at the good, the bad, the ugly, and the desirable. And we know that technology is critical for young women for opportunities, but as well as we know that it has become a problem as well for the young people. When I'm looking at the opportunities I'm looking at, if a young person has access to a smartphone or a phone, she can receive messages on what's happening around the world. If it's a smartphone, better still, she can be able to learn about what's happening in Zimbabwe and everywhere through Facebook, WhatsApp, and also get opportunities even to Google to learn other things. But we also know that on the other side, many young people, especially young women, have been having a difficulty with their boyfriends maybe demanding naked photos of them, which are usually released to the world to see their naked bodies in their relationship talk. And some young women have had their boyfriends record nude pictures or videos of them without their knowledge when they're having maybe sex with their boyfriends. Unique, my question to you as young women is, what is your take on all these issues?
Thank you so much, Nyari. I think what we need to first realize is that the issue on cyberbullying wasn't as known until recently in the few 5 years that we've been moving towards. We also need to understand the fact that cyberbullying is still something that is very foreign in Zimbabwe. People don't understand what exactly is cyberbullying and if someone is being bullied.
So what is cyberbullying?
Firstly, cyberbullying is the misuse or abuse of pictures, messages, or videos using electronic devices such as cell phones and computers. And they're the most common electronic uses that are being used actually in Zimbabwe at the moment.
You, the young women, you are the ones whose photos are being split all over the internet. You are the ones with sex tapes that are being shown. What is the problem?
There is a high percentage of the use of internet use, especially amongst young people. And we have the use of sexting or sending text messages that have explicit photos or messages or voicemails or voice notes and videos. And unfortunately, we have a higher percentage of young ladies who are actually being put under more pressure to actually indulge in sexting or indulge in sending these explicit videos and pictures. So we actually realize that the pressure is more on young ladies than the guys due to the fact that there are so many reasons, such as peer pressure, the need to feel that your boyfriend and is still attracted to you.
Do you think that the young women are beginning to think about the consequences, about what this can do to their careers, to their own person, the damage after that?
I mean, yes, definitely, because what we need to realize is young women now are now realizing how exposed they become. And in all honesty, there is nothing that protects these young ladies, and therefore it is up to their own good to protect their livelihoods, because at the end of the day, this will go up to not only affecting their family relations, but in society, it's something that is very taboo. So it definitely does affect them. And now young ladies are actually realizing the impact. You get to see that within the society. I was speaking to a young girls recently, and they were saying, if my boyfriend asks me to send a picture or a video, I don't bring out my face. I'm just going to take a picture of maybe the part that he wants me to take, but not bringing out my face. So they are realizing the consequences of cyberbullying, yes.
Thank you very much, Unique. It was so great to host you, Unique, as a young woman. This platform is really to hear from young people, especially young women and young men who are working on the ground to advance the rights of girls and young women, as well as the youth in our communities who are making a change within their communities. If you want to keep chatting with me or if you want me to have you as a guest on my show, get in touch with me, Nyari Mashayamombe. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at Nyari Mash, and you can keep in touch with me that way until we meet again next week, Zimbabweans. Thank you very much.
And that was Nyaradzo Mashayamombe and her guest, Unique Zimuto, advocate officer from Youth Engage.
Thanks very much, Nyaratso Masha Mombe of Take a Life International, an organization catering for the needs of girls and youth, and unique Zimuto of Youth Engage. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. is providing nearly $800,000 in aid to help Mongolians mitigate the effects of the 2015-2016 winter emergency and develop systems to increase disaster preparedness. This new funding is in addition to $150,000 in humanitarian assistance provided to support logistics operations and the distribution of critical relief supplies to those affected by the winter emergency, and expands ongoing disaster preparedness training with province and county-level officials. Through the U.S. Agency for International Development's Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance, USAID/OFDA, the U.S. government partners with Mercy Corps to work with communities to recover from the impact of the winter emergency and support the long-term sustainability of herding systems across 15 winter emergency-affected provinces. The program will improve province and county-level ability to manage risks and lessen the impact of future winter emergencies through disaster risk reduction, DRR training, and the scale-up of a national SMS, or short message-based information sharing system. This system, easily accessible by mobile phone, allows herders to access weather forecast data by equipping them with the tools to make informed decisions and develop disaster preparation strategies. Since 2011, the U.S. has provided approximately $2.5 million for DRR programs in Mongolia through USAID/OFDA, including school-based disaster planning to prepare school administrators and students for disasters, as well as incident command system training to help local officials improve disaster response operations. Winter conditions in Mongolia can be exceptionally harsh and dangerous. The United States is proud to work with its partner Mongolia to help the Mongolian people meet the challenge of any winter emergency.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And as usual, we now hand you over to Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we have the pleasure of speaking to Comrade Farai, one of the female ex-combatants, who's going to take us through how she sees what is currently happening in the country. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Comrade Farai.
Okay, welcome.
Oh, last week, some comrades are saying that they've had enough and they've asked for President Robert Mugabe to step down. What do you say as female war veterans?
I would say, I mean, female ex-combatants, not only being a female, but, I mean, being a woman, we are the mostly affected people, I mean, as a woman, because we are the ones who fend for, I mean, for the families, and we know all the problems that affect our households and what have you. So the women species are the ones who are mostly affected, and that's the reason why ex-combatants said, I mean, we've had enough. I think this is the time where we can just rise up and say whatever, I mean, we feel like. Because, I mean, from 1980 up to now, I mean, the president has never looked at the problems of the country, of the nation, but he's always gallivanting, going outside the country, not addressing the issues, I mean, of the country.
What are some of the issues or challenges that you have faced as a women ex-combatants that really have pushed you to the edge to say enough is enough at this particular time?
Mostly, female ex-combatants, it's the welfare. It doesn't only affect the female ex-combatants, but everybody in the sense, in terms of addressing, I mean, issues like, I mean, the health system is collapsed. Even our education system, it's not something now to write home about. And even, I would say, almost, I mean, everything, the economy is collapsed. And the bad thing is the president I mean, doesn't even comment. Even last week, when we had, last week but one, we had a shutdown. But he never commented. He never said anything. I mean, that one day where there was a shutdown, to be honest, I mean, it had an impact. But he never commented. He didn't even want to say anything about it. Instead, I mean, he waited until, I think it was, we were building a shell suited. That's when he decided to say, the Western world are the ones who are sponsoring disaster, and and the other people who are on the change agenda. I mean, which is wrong. I think it's high time now. I mean, he sees that. I mean, the rest of the nation are just fed up. They just want him to go, like yesterday.
So, are you in support of the euphoria that we're seeing at the call for change that is coming from the youth, especially people like Pastor Ivan Mawarire and Tajamuka and other citizen groups? What's your view on those?
Oh, yes. I personally, I'm fully in support of Pastor Ivan Mawarire, even Tajamuka. The good thing is the comrades, we are saying we don't want violence. And even Pastor Mawarire is also saying that we don't want violence. Whatever we have to do, we have to do it peacefully. We don't want bloodshed. We don't want violence in the country. We think of the 1970s where bloodshed was shed. But this time, we just want dialogue. We want him to address the issues, of which personally I don't think the president is going to address the issues. He has run short of ideas. He is being told by people like Kasukwere, the Chinamasas, that everything is well. He's out of touch with reality. That's the problem. But I also blame him. As a leader, you have to go to the people and ask, get first-hand information. Ask what the problems are, the people are facing. Then at least, you can start from there. But he decided to be blinkered, not to be worried about the problems of the nation. I am in support of the Tajamukas and the Mawarire. And whatever they're doing, it's in the positive direction. Even most of the comrades are also in support of Mawarire and the Tajamuka.
So do you see President Robert Mugabe actually heeding to this call by war veterans to say that, he has failed and must now vacate his post? Or what kind of reaction do you foresee coming out of ZANU-PF and also just President Mugabe?
He is very stubborn. He's a very stubborn man. I know he's not going to say anything between now and maybe he will choose to address the people at the Hero's Sake and say, oh, okay, these comrades are stupid and what have you. But I think this time he has picked it up that, the comrades, the main business. And I don't think it's going to take it lightly.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Comrade Farai, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. We hope you are going to have a wonderful weekend. The music of Thomas Tafiranyika Mafumo coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap today's top stories. Zimbabwe is planning to stop issuing radio licenses as economic problems continue in the country. and young Zimbabweans cry foul over cyberbullying. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Kande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 womgqibelo mhla ka 23 Ntulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alingali tshona njani sapho lweZimbabwe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Kande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ababe kubandla leMDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube bathi bazabumba ibandla labo kusiyafika inyanga ezayo.
Sifuna ukuthi sinike abantu ithuba ukuthi wenze umuntu bekhanye ukuthi ubesilwa ekuma-trenches kumbe besilwa lapha khona. Thina sithi khona sifuna ukuvula isivalo abantu bakithi bananzelele ukuthi sifuna ukwenzani.
Abalwa impi yenkululeko bathi bafunda imbali yabo ingaphazamiswa ngumbuso kamongameli Mugabe.
Pho-ke lo osapotana nalokho ngubani olokho esithena hayi Mugabe lezana ngakube lokho kukhona laphana.
Lamuhla sikhangela umumo osebhinga silommeli walesi sigaba edalele ephalamende umnumzana Joel Gabuza. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ababe kubandla leMDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube bathi bazabumba ibandla labo kusiyafika inyanga ezayo. Abantu laba babalisa umnumzana Moses Mzilandlovu, umnumzana Esof Mdlongwa labanye. Bathi ibandla labo elingakaphiwa igama lizasungulwa ngenhloso yokumela isigaba seMandebeleni. Sixoxe lo Mzilandlovu ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sesi icaba nekuhle thina labanye labenisebenza labo. Lanxa sisaqhubeka phambili ngokubuza abantu khonokho engangithemina i-consultation ukuthi sizwe imbono yabantu. Saqhubeka-ke sathi thina asiboni ukuthi likhona ibandla elingaba limele lezi zinto esizifisayo. Izinto lezi sakhangela ukuthi ubuntu bethu njengabantu beMathebeleland ayikho inhlanganiso elizweni emele ubuntu bethu, lokho esingathi i-identity. Ikakhulu into zamasiko akithi lukhonoko kusifumbayo size sibe ngabantu beMathebeleland. Into efana lendimi zethu nokuhlonitshwa kwazo. So sakubona ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi sikuthathe khona kube ngesi isizathu esiqakathekileyo ukuthi asingeke sekela ukubumba inhlanganiso, asingeke sathi siyajoyina abanye ngenxa yokuthi akula omele into esizifunayo. Ukwabe komhlaba lapha eMathebeleland kwenziwe ukuganga okuyokumangalisayo ngohulumende weZANU-PF. Uyahlukanisa abantu abeMathebeleland labantu beMashonaland ngokuthi bathethe abantu beMashonaland baze abahlalise eMathebeleland ngaphandle kwemvumo yabantu beMathebeleland. Sakhangela into esithathu, into yesithathu efana nokuthi into egugurawundi ukuthi akula mhlanganiso ekhuluma iqiniso ngegugurawundi ukuthi bafuna ukuthi izigangi ezabulala abantu eMathebeleland zibotshwe. Sabuya sakhangela ukuthi thina ke silabantu abaningi abahlala komakhelwane e-South Africa neBotswana la kwamanye amanye amazwe. Okokugcina safikana ukuthi kulabantu abazalelwe lapha abangamaNdiya namakhiwa. Bona laba bantu uzakuthiwa banamalungelo elizweni lakithi. Benamalungelo kodwa kule ndawo lapha bathi nxa sebefuna ukuthi kumbe babe le property, into okuthiwa i-property, kubamba nje kube le title deed kumbe i-building kumbe ngumhlaba ofana neplaza. Ufica ukuthi bayabandlululwa.
Manje pho inhlanganiso leyi izabunjwa nini njalo selilegama layo na?
Asikaphushisi indaba yegama kodwa sokuseduzana nje ukuthi kusiyaphela linyanga kaJulayi kuqalisa u-August. Siyavele sesiqedile sibuzana nabanye ngoba omunye uphuma legama lakhe nalathi ngabe ngifuna ukuthi sithiwe yilokhu, omunye aphumele lakhe igama athi kuthiwe lokhu sifuna ukunika abantu amathuba bakhona abantu abangakasizwa kuhle ukuthi sifuna ukubumba linto but sifuna ukuthi omunye lomunye ukuthi kuze kube le-ownership yalinto ingabi yinto yomuntu munye kumbe i-group of people ibe yinto yabantu bakithi ke kuqalisa ukuthi xa kuthiwa into ngeyabantu ibe yinto yabantu ngeqiniso lonke
kanti bona bevele bengobani abanye abakunhlanganiso yona leyi njalo iyabe iyakhokhelwa mbani
sizakhetha abakhokheli mina ngikhuluma lapha ngingusomlomo waleli qembu elingakabi yihlanganiso ukuba ngusomlomo wami ukuthi khonoko esithi khona spokesperson ngikhulumela abanye abantu ukwaziwa nokuthi kangikwazi ukuthi singathi obani kodwa abaziwayo bona akade silabo ku-MDC ngingabala umuntu ofalo iSafu Mdlongo owayekade waba ngu-organizing secretary we-MDC i-United
lo ke ngumnumzana Moses Msila Ndlovu ungomunye owayebebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube asebefuna ukusungula elabo ibandla ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseLoop esePlumtree. Abahalwa impi yenkululeko bathi bafuna imbali yabo ingaphazamiswa ngumbuso kaMongameli Mugabe. Lokhu kulandela umhlangano wabo owenziwe ngolwesine eHarare lapho abaphumele isinqumo sokuthi uMongameli Mugabe kumele yasuke esihlalweni. Sixoxe lomunye owalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Max Mgandla ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Kuyaphuze kakhulu laba abantu laba yithi thina ezwo veterans lanxa sathiyana ukubona thina abanye zenze vele sike singene edakeni lwabo lolu kodwa ke kuhle kathesi singakhangile emuva ukuthi izolo omunye kade engaphi omunye kade engaphi osokukhona ukuthi kathesi lize kanike sezandleni zama veterans uMugabe is an ex-detainee and then he was actually umuntu lwana owanikwa imvumo ekusayinelwa yamasiginitha ngama-veterans ezizandla eMozambique ngo-1975 ngakho-ke ama-veterans ale-right akhona i-privilege i-right yokumtshela uMugabe ukuthi kathiye laphana ehambi njalo khona eMozambique lapho benza khona imisteki yokumfaka ukuthi ekhokhelele izami benza khona nale imisteki abamkhuphe ngendlela bona abamfaka ngayo sokumemethekile wonke ama-veterans akusela zandla ozipra kodwa yonke into othiwa yise-veteran nabakhuluma ngolimi lunye 10 provinces ukuthi uMugabe must go kathiye i-ofisi liyana kusesekuhle ukwenzela ukuthi khona iliveleli silibisele kubanikazi balo esabalwelayo ngabantu
manje ngokubona kwakho akusoze kuthiwe sekubunjwe enye njalo inhlanganiso ezakhokhelwa ngomunye njengalokhu okuke kwenzakala awuboni kuzenzakala njalo
ngabe kukuhlakanipha kwezanu nabantu labana abanye abayizilima abathanda ukubhandisha inyoka efileyo bazasala lokho bemelele yona izanu kumbe bemeleleni uMugabe izanu yena ngwayela iproblem uMugabe kathiya ipower laphana enika abantu yena ebe ngu-advisor ebelayela abantu ngoba sitsho njalo nje as war veterans ngoba ama-veterans bawubona ukuthi sehlilekile ukucontrola bona abantu abezanu amasela alaphana bamehlula sebemdelela bathi umuntu omdala ekhulile so-ke yikho sebebulala ilizwe kangaka ngakho-ke yena uMugabe yedwa phela ngasoze ebe uminister wama-ministries wonke ufaka omunye laphana omunye laphana bentshontshi kathi esamasenzi ayantshontshi aphiwa abantwana besazi ukuthi asoze abanamali yona nje yokuthenga isinkwa kothiwa simnika isitenzi laphana egangele utshengisa igusu asikho kuganga khona lokhu yikuxhwala sebefuna ukusebenzisa abantwabethu ngendlela esingayisizo oyise balabo bantwana lamanye ama-veterans kabalazindlu
Hello ke ngumnumzana Max Mgandla ongomunye owalwa impi yenkululeko ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Isigaba seBinga eMatopeleland North ngesinye sendawo ezihlala zihlaselwe indlala esikhathini esinengi. Kuthi ngapha le nyamazana zendle zihlala zingezidala umona emasimini. Pho lo umnyaka khona kuminjani? Ukuze sizwe impendulo sixhume omela lesi sigaba edalele parliamente umnumzana Joel Kapuza.
Umumo lokumubi ayindawula mali awula kudla awula ihopu awula manzi indawo eziningi ukuba yikuhawula nje wonke umuntu nje ilizwe lonke. It is this young thing.
abantu baphila njani lezi nsuku emasimini njengoba lakho kuzange kube lalutho?
Ekudleni kuze kube ngcono ngoba ama-NGOs la bayazamazama ukufaka lapha lalapha o-lead laba labo-social welfare labo-umkho bayazama ukunika nje abantu kodwa banika ukudla okulutshwana okungahambelani lenani engamele ukuthi umuntu edle ekwane ngele muli yabona. But emanzini indawo eziningi kulobu nzima obukhulu, izifuyo azisela manzi, amadlelo lawo futhi ukhanya. So phonge ukuba udubeka nje uba abantu bonke, imali ayitholakali, konke akukho.
Siyasizwe kwesinye isikhathi isigaba seBhinga singezinye zezindawo ezihlaselwa zinyamazana zendle. Kunjani okwakathesa?
Ye, angithi uyabona ukuthi lakho kuma-national parks ukhanya abangabethi laba abagcina izinyamazana basazigcina ngendlela mani. Izinyamazana zezibaleka ema-national parks akuma-safari areas ezingena ebantwini. So indawo eziningi kulama-reports amakhulu ngingafiki endaweni zabokhariyangwe kusiza ethokwe ngapha kuchaya ipasho. Hhayi isindlovu ezilabantwana phakathi kwamakhaya abantu ezilokhu ziphambanisa abantu bengasahlali abasahlali kundle konke kubomlindi etinde konke ngale kuthi-ke izilwane lezimpisi konke kulokhu sidla izifuyo zabanikazi. So ngokunye okungathi kuyasikhathaza khonoko.
Manje uke watsho wena ukubana ukudla kukhona ukuphiwa zinhlanganiso eziphathisayo ngumuntu wonke yini otholayo kumbe yilabo abangani bayehluleka kakhulu?
Angithi uyabona kulesigaba ezimbili, kunokudla okunikwa izalukazi abagophekileyo bonke la okukasocial welfare. Then lakha kweneli ayisiwo wonke umuntu ozuzayo, kuyaphonga ukuphika nje beselekti bethu kumbe usabhuku esinika abantu inani ethize. Sithi kube laloko okuvela kuma-NGOs lakwakweneli, akunikwa wonke umuntu. And laba abanikwa isikhathi esiningi kuyabe kuyi-food for work, and osihluphayo kusiphambanisayo futhi indaba yokuthi nxa kulibuye ukudla lokho ama-transporters babekulethile babe kufuna ukuthi abantu abasebenzileyo laba food for work bebhadale futhi izimali. Umuntu imali nxa ingasayiboni ukuthi ukudla kwa kuyalahleka ngoba soze kwanisa ukuyikhipha imali yakude esebenzile.
Lo-ke umnumzana Joel Gabuza omela isigaba seBhinga edalela ephalamende ube xoxa le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le eBhinga.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave, laku shortwave 4930, 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-imeyili kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilijiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla kuhlelo silonkosikazi noMathemba Ndlovu, umeli weGwanda Central edalele ephalamende elilunga lebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga.
Phakathi kwezehlakalo zokutshengisela elizweni lonke kusolwa ukubhidlika komnotho welizwe, kuyini okwenzakala eGwanda?
Abantu bakhala kakhulu phose ngathi eGwanda loba eMatsouth bakhala ukwedlula abantu bonke. Ngenxa yokuthi khonokho nje ukubhanwa kwezinto ezingenayo ku-affecta thina kakhulu njengabantu beMathebeleland South, especially omama. Njengoba usazi ukuthi obaba bethu basebenza eSouth Africa sithemba umalayita ukuthi badlula lezi cafe border nxa kuthiwa kazisangeni ukhangele ukuthi sesisenkingeni enganani. Njengoba uyakwazi ukuthi imisebenzi kayisekho, abaningi besiyawoda bezithengisela ukuthi ungayawoda into zakho awungena egangeni lapha emkudeni usuyathengisa uzama ukuzinceda pho zonke lezi zinto azisayingeni thina sesisebunzimeni obukhulu.
Umahluko ongathi ukhathaza kakhulu abantu abasemaphandleni le dolobheni leGwanda khona ngapho kuyini?
Umahluko yilo ukuthi umuntu osemaphandleni uyagada ibhasi efike ebhenki kwesinye isikhathi ayithole imali kumbeni ayiswele. Angavele ayiswele usethwele nzima sokuyamele etshone gicike ethola ukuthi kumbalale ngapho ukuthi kumbe kusasa avuke ezama ukuyithola. Kunzima kakhulu, ngakhangela izini ama-civil servants, especially ama-teachers asema-reserve. Abanye bathatha amaloni. Uyathi ubuye ulandi $100 efakwe uthole esiginywe yiloni. Uthole umuntu ka-teacher sengani ngumuntu ongakwazi ukubhala ibizo esengcole. So yiwo ama-challenges esilawo nala abonwa ngabomama basemaphandleni.
Ezindlini lapha-ke bahlezi njani omama njengoba sitsho ukuthi obaba abaningi abasasebenzi?
Ezindlini sokunzima, siphila ngenkosi. Ukuthi ngingatsho kahle kahle sibili ukuthi abantu baphila ngani, mina ngingaqamba amanga ngoba abantu ukuthi baqalele ngaphi. Uyazi abantu sokwavuka lokhwana kokuthi umuntu uyabhoda lo mganu ilayini yonke ezama ukudinga impuphu yokuthi apheke iporiji ayihleli. Osokuveza ukuthi sokunzima kakhulu. Uyabakhangela abantu ushisa lokubaziswele ukuthi bancedise ngani. Abantu bahlezi kuphela. Ikithi ngapha eGwanda abantu sebesidla kulezinye impande zesihlahla ezenza zigejwa okuthiwa yizo abazidlayo. Abantu sebehlanganiswa noma kuyini abangakudla ukuthi badle baphile kwamhlanoko. Okwakusasa kuyabe kuzabonwa uNkulunkulu.
Sizwile isiphathamandla esibona ngezemfundo khona ngapho eMat South esithi yena abantwana bagcina sebehamba ugrade 1 bengasanga ugrade 0 ngenxa yokuthi izikolo zikhatshana njalo kulendlala.
Kuliqiniso, ngakhayela esigabeni seBayiti Bridge West, izikolo ezinye eziseduzane zingaba yi-10 kilometers. Okwenza ukuthi umntwana le-3 kumbe 4 or 5 years akenelisi ukuthi ayefika esikolo. Lanxa ungathiwa esikolo kule porridge kumbe kule sithwalo esidliwayo, umntwana waleyo sayizi kakwanisi ukuthi efinyelele uyakuthola lokho kudla. Ungakhangela abantwana bezigaba zona lezo baqalisa ukufunda sebelabo 8 years, 9 years, yikho esiya ku-grade 1 ngoba uyabe se-10 to 2 la esekwanisa ukuhamba uma wonke lo. Kuliqiniso kakhulu.
Okunye ukudingisisa kuveze ukuthi esigabeni seMathebeleland South khona ngapho yikho lapho okulabantwana abakhula abangamantombazana abazithwala kakhulu okwedlula kwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Ubona ingani kubangelwa yikwini lokho?
Mina ngibona ngani kubangelwa zindlala zona lezi. Ungakhangela abantwana bethu abaningi, abazali, abanye bafa ngesikhathi segugurawundi, ogogo bahlala nabazukulu. Ongabazukulu khona lokho lakho kwakhula, wamithisa kukuncane, kwashiya abazukulu, wahamba eGoli. Khonokhwana ukuthi esigabeni sakithi sibili, mangikhayelisisa kahle, ngibone ngani sisele nje asilabantu abasinanzelela kahle kahle. Ungabona nxa bengani bayananzelela babekhangela khona phemehlweni abantu, ungaya deep deep phansi emareserva, yikho lapho ubona khona ukuthi abantwana bathele nzima. And asoze beyekele ukuzithwala. Ikithi kuyagijwa igolide, ikithi kulabokorokoza. Umntwana esele viki yonke engahle, umuntu engathuthi ethwele idollar vele, umntwana uyawele angakayekeli.
Ungabatshiyela liphi abesifazana esigabeni sakho?
Yekuthi asiqiniseleni into esingayenza abantu, asithembeleni kuNkulunkulu sikhuleke. Sizame lokusebenza ngezandla, ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunzima. Abanye uyahamba uyesebenza onza emarigeshini kwezinye indawo, bomama ngiyazi ukuthi kubuhlungu. But asiqiniseleni ukwenzela ukuthi senelise ukuthi abantu bethu bethole okokudla emganwini. But ngethemba nangokubona kwami akusekude nathi uNkulunkulu uzasikhumbula.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxolo nkosikazi Noma Themba Ndlovu, ummeli weGwanda Central edalele ephalamende. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngomgqibelo ozayo, lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile. Kwezemidlalo ngamafitshane, kusasa iqembu le-Highlanders lizanqikilana leqembu le-Harare City kufinal yalo nyaka enkezo ye-ZNA Charities enkundleni ye-Papa Fields. Yiwo wodwa nje kuphela umdlalo okhona kusasa. Isikhathi kasavume ukuba siqhubeke sisonke, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo lamhlanje. Ababekubandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube bathi bazabumba ibandla labo kusiyafika inyanga ezayo. abalwa impi enkululeko bathi bafuna imbali yabo ingaphazamiswa ngumbuso kaMongameli Mugabe. Lamhlanje ke sikhangele umumo osebhinga silomela lesisigaba edalele parliamente umnumzana Joel Kabuza. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje livalelisayo nguChris Gande lila.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.